Good morning. This is Jen on a wonderful Friday morning, and I just got finished with my third week of my Couch to 5K experience. And when I run, I find now I'm not a runner, never have been. This is the first time I've ever ran, and have found joy in running. And I think part of it is, as I'm running, I have picked out a couple podcasts that I used to listen to and just started getting back into listening to them. And they are wonderful podcasts. I started with The Catholics Next Door, which I'm glad because I miss the Rosary Army. But it gives me another perspective. Greg and Jennifer Willits are so inspirational to me, and they really have opened a new light in my faith, which is something that I desperately needed. And through them, I had found the Catholic Moments podcast, which again, Lisa Henley is just amazing in keeping just, it's so down to earth, yet to have so much faith and to be able to share it has given me enough confidence to embrace the faith that I have. And then I also love Catholics in a Small Town because I laugh the whole time. And it just shows that there's so many parts of the Catholic faith and that it's not all serious. And it doesn't have to be, and it's okay. You don't have to be serious to have faith, which is just great. So today I was running and thinking and listening to The Catholics Next Door, which happened to be the next one in my round. And what really came to my mind as I was praying and running and listening and just listening for God to give me guidance is that it doesn't matter. By receiving the sacraments and being open to the sacraments that are given to us, we are able to take the next step in our lives. And the one sacrament that I've always had trouble with is the sacrament of reconciliation. And it's mostly because when I was growing up, it was very hard to go because you're scared. You're scared of the priest. I just never had a very welcoming experience in the sacrament of reconciliation. And to finally have other points of view and seeing how much the sacrament can help, which I've never experienced before, really made the sacrament even more worthwhile and made the sacrament so much better to receive, and just the light of the sacrament, amazing. So to finally listen, and they were talking about Greg's dad's surgery, and just to hear about the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, I was there. My uncle was in an accident, and I was able to witness him receiving that sacrament and to hear what they were saying, and the peace of it. Well, I've never received it, but to be there as someone's receiving it and receiving the peace of that sacrament, it just brings a new light to the sacraments that we're able to receive. To be able to go and confess our sins and say, hey God, you know I'm not perfect, and God knows we're not perfect, but to come to terms that we are not perfect, that is probably the most important part of the sacrament of reconciliation. To be able to say, yes, I'm not perfect, and yes, I am sorry. And that's the biggest thing. I have so many friends that do not understand the sacrament of reconciliation because they're not Catholic. And I experience that when I'm teaching. They don't understand the sacrament. Why can't we just say we're sorry? Well, we can, but it's so much different. You get into a fight with someone, you can say you're sorry in your head, but to go up to them and say you're sorry, the words, to feel the love, to know that they accept your apology, is so very important. And I was really thinking about the sacrament of reconciliation and really thinking of how just important it is, and to live our lives and to be able to say we're sorry for things that we didn't quite make the right decisions is very important. And it goes on with my running, to say I'm sorry for not being able to continue with my exercise before, and to gain the weight that I did, and to finally be able to say I'm sorry to myself and forgive myself, that is all that matters. Have a great day. God bless.